the audit is due to finish at the end of this week. The main impact on the results this year compared to last year is the downturn in the investments at the end of the quarter four due to COVID-19. That's caused the return on investments to go from a positive 43 million to a negative 29 million. And it's literally, it is the bond market, the bond fund that had a slight increase, but the rest of them actually all dropped off, which is what's caused that big difference. I'm trying to think what else. The other item that I know was mentioned last year was the short-term borrowing that the pension funds has had to undertake to keep, to be able to make the payments out to the members. That's actually decreased because we had, there's been changes in the way that the fees were being paid out to the investment managers. So instead of having to make a physical payment out of the bank, it's actually a reduction in the market, the change in market value. So it's done through accounting rather than physical cash payment, and that's caused the net liabilities to reduce by 4 million, which is it was quite nice to see that coming down, because I know that last year that was an area that was flagged up. That's the main crux of the change. The other areas are fairly explanatory due to just the way things have run. So I don't know, did you want me to go through all the numbers, or is that sufficient?
Well, I'm happy with the numbers, but I don't know what anyone else, does anyone else like to go through the numbers?
I think I'm happy with this. I mean, we have a more detailed look when the accounts come out.
Okay, thank you. Joe, can I ask you a brief question just on the audit itself? Because I understand it's nearly complete.
Yeah.
Has anything come up in the course of the audit that would be entered on the management letter? Or has it all been quite smooth?
Not as far as I'm aware. The only thing we just need to draft a explanatory note to explain why the value of investments fell, which I understand Joe and we've asked Hyman's to give us some information, and I think Joe and I will be talking about that probably later this week.
Okay, thank you.
Just to come back on that as well, the auditors are asking for some specific information in terms of post-balance sheet events, given the change in investment markets since year-end. We are waiting to get closer to sign-off of the accounts before actually drafting that post-balance sheet event note, because we could draft something now and then not sign off for another couple of months and have to redraft something again. So we've got that under control. We're looking at that one. The auditors have also asked for greater reassurance this year on going concern of the pension fund and our reliance on whether we are reliant on investment income to support us through the cash flow, or whether we've had any significant changes in our employers or etc., the relationships with those. So we're drafting a note up to basically reassure the auditors that we are anticipating ongoing activity with the pension fund and that we're not overly reliant on investment income and things like that. So those are the key points that the auditors are raising at the moment. But I don't think that will be anything that needs to come through on a management letter.
I think the whole issue with the going concern is something that's just happening sector wide, isn't it? Throughout the whole country, everybody's having the issue with the going concern. So, okay. Has anybody else got any queries or questions? No? Okay. So I just think Part B says we have to note the extended timetable for the completion of the accounts.
Yeah, I was just going to give a short explanation on that, Tracy, if that's okay.
Yes, lovely, thank you.
And normal in normal circumstances, shall we say, the deadline for local authority accounting, which includes the pension fund accounts, is that draft accounts have to be submitted by the 31st of May, and the accounts have to be finalised through audit and published by the 31st of July. Given the coronavirus crisis, the accounts and audit, brackets, coronavirus, close brackets, brackets, amendment, close brackets, regulations 2020, have extended the deadlines for that. So where the draft accounts would have had to be done by the 31st of May, that deadline is now the 31st of August. And where publication and finalisation was the 31st of July, that is now the 30th of November. The Isle of Wight Council is continuing to try and work to the original timetable where possible. It's got its signed accounts, draft signed accounts, to the auditors on the 15th of June. So we're 2 weeks behind the original deadline, but 2.5 months in advance of the revised deadline. The council is hoping to get the final accounts to the audit committee at the end of July. But the chances are, with the change in audit requirements, that mean that there's more in-depth review and a lot more internal auditors' internal checking. The chances are we won't get the account signed off by the end of July, so it's probably going to be at the end of September that the audit committee receives the council's accounts, which obviously include the pension fund accounts. So our progress for the pension fund is as directed by the council at the moment, but we're working as close as possible to the normal timetable, and we're just trying to fit approval in with the council's accounts. As we've spoken previously, the audit has already started. We're almost finished it, and we've not really got any key issues.
Great, thank you very much. Okay, has anybody got any questions for Joe at that stage? No? Okay, so we've got paper H, Joe, which is the audit plan for the audit that's virtually just finished. Do we need to just run through that?
It was really just for members' information to identify what the auditors had identified as their key activities. So I don't think there's anything dramatic that we need to ask. There's nothing that's specific to the Isle of Wight Pension Fund. A lot of the risks that are raised are generic to the sector and a general local authority audit. So I don't think there's anything that we need to draw attention to at that point.
Okay, thank you. I only had a couple of notes about going concern and how the audit was conducted, and I think we've already spoken about those. So has anyone else got any questions or comments? Okay, so shall we move on to item 7, which